Hi, it's Abby again, and I'm now with Glenn Losanto and Sarah Fuller, who are our live event bloggers at True Nora. So Glenn, how's it going?
It's going very well, except for Twitter have booted me again for busting their API limit.
Yes, how many tweets did you do for them to do that?
Well, I think the limit is either 100 or 150 per hour.
Mm.
And it's actually very inconvenient when you're doing a conference like this because it's very easy to do more than 100 tweets in an hour.
Mm.
And I've tried contacting Twitter to say, look, I'm not a spammer. I'm just doing my job. Please, can you stretch my API limit a little bit?
Yeah.
So I've had to go from at Losanto to at Glenn Losanto, which is Glenn with two N's, to sort of continue the stream.
Yeah.
But anybody following the True Nora hashtag would have noticed that.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And the thing is when you're live blogging, you come prepared with all sorts of things, absolutely loads of kit and plugs and finding sockets and all that sort of thing. And then you get boosted off Twitter.
Yes.
Never mind. The hashtag is still very much in play. And I'm also with Sarah, who is an intern, who's also tweeting today. So she's been at a couple of tracks so far. How's it been going?
It's been good. It's been really interesting. It's the first time I've done an event like this. So it's quite a buzz and quite a surprise.
But yeah.
The track's been really good, different to the last True events.
Yeah, right, okay. So this afternoon, you're going to continue to do the same and try and sit in on the tracks and tweet from there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what Sarah and I are doing is what I call machine gun tweeting, which is where we basically pick key quotes and interesting points that have been raised in a track and just send them out as a tweet.
Mm.
You know, there's some argument over what is live blogging. Some people consider live blogging to be writing a 500 word blog after the event, which is live blogging.
Yeah.
But this is part of live blogging, to send these live tweets.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the text version of streaming an event, if you like.
Yeah, and you're getting much interaction from others that are here or not here, as the case may be.
It's a bit peculiar to get interaction from people who are sat in the room or in another track.
Yeah.
But we also get people coming from outside commenting, asking questions, or raising points that they'd like us to raise with the track leader or something.
Yeah.
And that shows really that this live tweeting, this amplification of events, is extremely valuable.
Mm.
What I also get a lot when I do events like this is people saying, I wish I was there.
Mm.
And I think that the live event reporting has two functions. One is to inform people, and the other one is to make them wish they were there and perhaps book a ticket to the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I often follow a hashtag when there's a conference that I can't go to.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic because you do really get the key messages from the day coming out. If someone's tweeting well or there's a live blogger there or something, I think it's really valuable. So, I've seen quite a few people retweeting some of the stuff you're saying as well. So after today, are you going to be doing anything else, like following up on this? Or do you know if Bill's going to be blogging? Or I can see Bill over there.
Bill always post-event blogs.
Yeah.
Generally, I don't because by the time I've done this, I'm close to having had enough.
Yeah. You know,
sending out maybe 300 tweets in a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do a wrap-up or a wrap-up video or something after the event.
Mm.
It really depends on how the event organiser has, you know, engaged me, whether they want me to do... I mean, I did Like Minds last weekend, and I didn't do live tweeting in the same way from Like Minds.
Mm.
I did a series of video interviews, which I've then been putting onto my YouTube channel over the past week.
Mm.
So there's many, many different ways of skinning this particular cat.
Yeah, sure. It's good also to have that sort of variety as well.
Absolutely.
So there's some recruitment awards tonight. Are you going to be live tweeting from there as well?
Am I?
Yeah, if you want to.
Well, there's a big nod from Bill over there. Obviously, Glenn didn't know about that one.
I might be going home.
Or we could be getting some boozy tweets from various people. Anyway, well, Glenn, thanks very much. And Sarah, thanks very much for your time. If you want to follow what Glenn and Sarah are tweeting about, just follow the hashtag, which is hashtag TRU Nora. So True Nora.
N-O-R-A.
Thanks, folks. Bye.
Thanks.